Daryl Threets lived in rural Cumberland County most of his life. He says some families here live on less than $10,000 a year.
Just kids living in real poverty.
Threets, the principal of South Cumberland Elementary School. You'll usually find him in the hallways carrying a beat-up old Algebra 1 book stuffed with loose photocopies. The book might seem out of place in an elementary school. Algebra is a high school math course, after all. But Threets fourth graders are tackling algebraic equations.
Move this to the top and this to the bottom, so it would be what? Squared over. We just go real slow. Okay. And hopefully by the time we get through the eighth grade, most of them's got the majority of algebra they'll need for the rest of their life.
Threet left his full-time job as a coach and a teacher behind when he became a principal. But he still leads like a coach.
If I'm going to be judged on how many times I can jump over that line in 30 seconds, I better be practicing jumping over that line in 30 seconds. And that's what I told our teachers. I said, if I'm going to be tested over something, I better be studying what I'm going to be tested on.
The strategy's paying off. South Cumberland Elementary's made big gains in test scores across the board. But Threet says he's not teaching to help kids do better on tests.
There's so much more that teachers do and people do rather than what shows up on test.
You end up with a negative exponent. This was on your quiz you had the other day.
That may be why in Daryl Threet's algebra class, there are few wrong answers. Students have 2 days to retake tests for a better grade. Assistant Principal Becky Brown says a lot of students study to make Threet proud.
He doesn't expect the kids to pick up some of these concepts real easily. And I think that that amount of time and that amount of caring does make him an amazing teacher.
Is he a good teacher?
Yes.
That's a pretty loud yes from everybody. Why is that?
He helps a lot.
Sydney Clark is an eighth grader. Clark says Threet's a good teacher because he takes time to explain everything.
If you're a bad teacher, then you just give the kids their work and tell them their grades. If you're a good teacher, you explain it, and if they get something wrong and they don't know what to do, then you make sure and tell them what, and make sure they understand what's wrong.
Daryl Threet keeps class sizes small and offers after-school tutoring to give teachers more time to connect individually with their students.
As long as the teacher's in there teaching the skills that they're supposed to be teaching, they're going to do good. But if they can get the kids on their side and the kids wanting to do good, then they're going to become a great teacher. They got to have that rapport to get the kids to say, yeah, I want to do as best I can for this person because they like me and they treat me well.
Becky Brown says mentors, extra trainings, and socials also help keep staff morale up when kids come to school without breakfast, school supplies, or clothes that fit.
We know more about each other than just what happens at school. We're a little closer than that, and I think that really helps us come together to help the kids.
South Cumberland's been a sports powerhouse for a long time in Cumberland County. And the same principals that win games on the field or on the court are working in the classrooms. Threet asks his students to push themselves and believe in their abilities. And he tells them whatever their win in life is, whether it's driving a backhoe or a BMW, he'll coach them from the sidelines as long as they need him to. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Christine Jessel, WUOT News.